Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and happy Friday, Rastafari. It is February 15th, 2013. I hope that you all are well and content wherever you may be in the world. For my listeners, I do have a few in Russia, big place, and I'm not good at geography sometimes, but I hope that all of you within the sound of my voice are all right and not a part of the nearly 1,000 people now that are reporting injuries from the meteor. But we will indeed be talking about the meteor. We will be talking about the kooky weather we had here in South Florida. And I'm sure some of you all out there probably had some kooky weather in your area. It's just and kooky is the most convenient word I have available to me right now. Seeing that I have already gotten to the end of my day, I have been up working, went to bed this morning at 4 a.m., got back up at 6 and back at it again. Happy to be able to do it, though. So we're going to hit a whole bunch of topics today. But more specifically, we are going to spend a little time chatting about my upcoming CD, Full Moon Madness. We are also going to be talking about a documentary entitled Hotline. We're going to get you all to help us create some buzz around it. It is a project that I participated in last year and is in post-production now and should and will be out there at the beginning of next year, more than likely, as we move through all of the elements. Often people think independent film documentary takes less time to make. Not really. Creating that kind of vision and vibration and all of the technicalities and doing it well is quite the undertaking. It is not something you can put reality TV together overnight, but if you are going to have something that is significant and shares an impact, it takes a little bit more time, a little bit more thought. So we'll be spending a little time talking about that today, as well as putting out the website information and the Twitter handle for the documentary. We also are going to spend a little time talking about a new project that I will be getting involved with, we will have some fun follow-up interviews with that next week. We're going to spend some time talking about that. But it is a very exciting time right now. If you can not be distracted, if you would, by all of the other negativity that seems to be moving about out there in the universe, and some of it are very well-crafted distractions. So even when you see one that appears to be valid, one would have to stop and ask, I wonder what the true objective is for this distraction. So we'll be talking about all of those kinds of things. We will also be making an announcement today, formally again. I believe I mentioned it slightly last week. But we are going to do it again today and send out love to Passion for Paws and talk about the Dun Dun celebration of 2013. So we have got all kinds of yummy things to discuss. Much of it will be about outer space, if you would. our that space, our atmosphere around planet Earth. So go ahead and grab that copy. Go ahead and close out that Word file, and so that you can connect and join me in celebrating a most awaited and a most necessary Friday. I'm sure that some of you are a bit hungover, whether it's a love hangover or a different kind of hangover. I hope that you all send me out some love about what you did yesterday on Valentine's Day. And I'm going to also send out some additional love to all of the wonderful people that joined me on Valentine's Day. I had so much fun. Before I knew it, the show was over. So go ahead, get ready for all of that. I'm going to take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970, or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic, and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985, in Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends our love. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. Alrighty then, sorry for the long commercials trying to get everybody in, because it's Friday and some of those things we want to try and plan our weekend. I know that some of you within that are visiting the South Florida area are a little bit gobsmacked by all of the wet, cold weather. As we know, there is climate change, not necessarily global warming, because Mother Earth is going to do what she is going to do. certainly we are much more like a pimple on her back foot that she can't pop. You understand? So we don't stop anything. We certainly can add a element of annoyance, but we certainly don't stop Mother Earth from doing her thing. So let's see. Now, speaking of Mother Earth, but this is not necessarily all about her. This is about the universe. So I know that you all have seen that, or there are many of them out there, have seen this clip, this video footage of this asteroid that touched down, or actually, so they say, blew up before it actually touched down in Siberia, which is a very cold area of Russia. The footage, one of them looks straight like a scene out of 20 different movies I've seen over the last 15 years. So a bit humbling. There are already people out there saying that it's a fake, this, that, or the other. Well, if it's a fake, it looks damn good. And if it was a fake, I want to know what it was. And for those who are now signaling it or heralding it as, you know, the sign of the apocalypse, whatever the case may be, certainly it is a sign on any number of levels. The reason I refer to that is because it does show up in Nostradamus' quatrains around some of the issues concerning a pope and a pope fleeing Rome and fleeing into the northern Italian mountains. But that is a bit of a enticement to you all, because next week we are going to be doing some continuing segments on the quatrains, and they are simple in their essence, but the peeling back of the layers is where often people like myself will disagree on what the actual interpretation is. But we're going to have a little bit of fun with that and share some knowledge. Now, what is interesting to me is that NASA, with its many experts, including Dr. Yeo Manns, who is the Near Earth Object Specialist. I want to know how come, you know, people make the joke about me. I want to know how come he didn't see it coming. Because it sounds like it was definitely moving into a Near Earth Object to the point where it penetrated our atmosphere and then, you know, imploded. The specialists and the experts are saying that the asteroid that has moved into our orbit is and has nothing to do with the meteor that showed up hours before the asteroid entered our rotation, our orbit. I gotta tell you, I don't believe in coincidence. So they're saying coincidence, and I'm saying I don't think so. I've talked to a few people already, and folks are feeling differently, and folks are feeling a little bit cloudy. Phones are starting to act up, different glitches here, there, wherever, throughout the world. And so when you say to me that 1,000 people nearly have been injured or impacted by the arrival of this meteor in Russia, that's a lot of people, and that's a lot of damage. Some of the clips, you can see the windows broken out. You can see different things going on. I don't know. Again, let's look. South Florida is not considered to be a part of Tornado Alley. Tornado Alley is a little bit higher up on the map of the United States, and it's Oklahoma, Tennessee, Kentucky, places in those are Missouri. Places in those areas. So when they try to disjoint things and say that the asteroid isn't going to have an impact and this meteor is a disjointed coincidental happening, I say, once again, I don't think so. Yesterday, I had told, last night, those of you who tuned in and spent Valentine's evening with me for a bit, heard me talk about the fact that my grandson's soccer playoff game was canceled yesterday because there was a tornado warning in Boca Raton. Well, the warning may have happened in Boca, but the tornado touched down in Boynton Beach. And you all that are not from the area have heard me mention Boynton Beach many times over the last month and a half because I have a dear, dear friend who is running for District 3 commission seat. And so it touched down in a parking lot in a Lowe's. And I know exactly where this Lowe's is at. And it literally snapped in a number of trees in that area and then moved cars, moved automobiles, twisted them and moved them out of their parking spaces and started to point them in a different direction. And the people that were in the Lowe's hardware store were instructed by the manager, who thought very quickly, because it's a big box store, it's like a warehouse like Home Depot. It's Home Depot's competition. And ushered everybody back into the training / break room until everything settled. So when we look at the impact of various events that originate out there in the universe, and we're not quite sure what is the origin of this particular asteroid, which is entitled 2012 DA14. Certainly that kind of event, while I'm sure it had ripple effects all over the vibration. You understand? It probably had a ripple effect on the moon and a ripple effect on Jupiter, Mars, Venus, because we do not exist in a vacuum. We are part of an universal community. You understand? And this is this particular universe. You know, there are galaxies, there are different dimensions, there are black holes, and I don't know how the scientists find it in their framework to speak with such absolutes. You understand? When you hear Dr. Yeo Manson, we are certain that the asteroid will not hit us. Okay, but did you happen to see that meteor that was coming? You understand? I know you were certain about the asteroid, but what happened with the meteor? Because I'm certain that the people in Russia would have liked a little bit of a heads up. And again, you know, I'm not talking about all of this for people to panic, because this is not what it's about. But if we discuss it from a rational place, then there is less opportunity for the panic. There is less opportunity for misinterpretation, and there is less opportunity for misinformation. Now, again, there is a lot of footage out there with individuals, depending on where they're located on the planet, that can see the asteroid with very powerful either binoculars or higher-end telescopes. And there is video footage out there all over the place of the actual asteroid. You know, and what I'm going to say to you all is, you know, utilize your discretion, because we have many people out there who put things together. They are very creative, and they use their creativity to, I don't know, incite whatever on the World Wide Web. So, again, go to websites that are a bit more reputable to see the footage. I have not, as of yet today, had an opportunity to look at the footage. I do know and will repeat that it is half the size of a football field. What they are hoping is that at some point in time they have the opportunity to figure out what this asteroid may be composed of. I'm not quite sure how that's going to work, and I am quite certain that whatever area that, and it looked like an open area where the meteor finally imploded over that area, I am certain that area has been locked down, cordoned off, and they are taking samples of whatever there might be left of that meteor. They also will be doing readings around the windows and the glass and the doorways, et cetera, et cetera, because understand there is a certain amount of radiation and certain other elements that they may have no idea even what to label them. New things may be created this very day because of this meteor visiting the planet and then ultimately imploding, as well as the impact that this asteroid will have. there will be its arrival, the prior impact. There will be its arrival and presence in our atmosphere and in our orbit, and then there will be the departure and whatever impact that has. So in the days and possibly 2 weeks to come, we will see many different things, and we will be able to possibly connect a few dots. What might be a bit skewing with that process is the fact that we do have a Mercury retrograde beginning a week from today. And the span of the retrograde will be from February 23rd until March 17th. So please understand that in a Mercury retrograde, in a nutshell, because we're in as we get closer and probably next Friday, we will have a segment that we will dedicate solely and wholly to Mercury retrograde and assisting everyone on how best to navigate it. This retrograde at this time, most of them have a focus. They have a point that the retrograde is hoping to make for a general reason or for a overall reason. And this one will be much about creativity and pragmatic business. So those of you who are entrepreneurs, those of you who are self-employed, those of you who are small business owners, I would ask you to come back next Friday with notebook in hand just to jot down a few things as to how and when is the best time to make some changes, the best time to spend money, or recognizing when the best time to not spend money is available. Communication can get skewed. Misinformation runs rampant often during a Mercury retrograde. And ultimately, the vibration of a retrograde is that you don't have all of the information. Therefore, you cannot make your best informed decision, purchase, move, etc. So what I will extend to all of you, if there are business dealings that you have up in the air, I would urge you to try and bring them to some point of fruition no later than Monday. And even with doing that on Monday, you are still a little bit close to the retrograde for my taste. I have been working fiendishly for the last 6 weeks in order to try and get all of my projects to a stopping point before the retrograde begins. I have one or two other tasks, and I will be working through the weekend to achieve that deadline, and certain things that I know that there might be a bump or squeak or squiggle in because I did cut it a bit close to the retrograde. But again, I am going to offer some very detailed advice on how to navigate this one and how to move through it. Now, mind you, 2 days post, so the retrograde happens on that Friday. 2 days post the retrograde beginning is February 25th, which we will have our full moon of February. And it will occur Eastern Standard Time at 3:27 p.m., all right? So understand how powerful. You say, well, why are you giving the times all of a sudden, Miss Cleo? Tell you, I learned a valuable lesson this past Sunday. I woke up and I took CC for a walk, and I came back, but I wasn't feeling quite myself. And certainly that can happen often enough with the whole transition of menopause. And so I said to my partner, we had plans in the early evening to go to a jam session to visit friends. And the new moon, which was that day, but I did not recall what time it was happening last Sunday. And I just wasn't feeling well. I took a nap. I laid down. And that's not typically my way. And I thought, well, maybe are you coming down with something? So all of a sudden, I sat up about 2:10, 2:13. And I started to feel just a little bit better. And something said, go look up what time the new moon exactly is. Well, the new moon was at 2:21 p.m. So about 10 minutes prior to the new moon, I started to feel better and felt substantially better once the apex of the new moon had passed. and certainly move through some other things. It was a very emotional new moon. So we have a lot. As I said to you all, those of you who heard the show, and I'm going to be putting up some of those archived shows that I did at Podbean about the beginning of the new year, and how to capitalize on all of the many events, because it is going to be a very, very, very busy year, cosmically, astrologically, universally, and energetically speaking. And I throw all of that in there is because it's important. It's all part of the equation. So when you see all of these many different things occurring, I want you to stop. I don't want people to say, oh, what is my bad karma? Okay, here's the deal. Bad karma exists, but everything cannot be written off to your bad karma. You understand? There are things that go on outside of us that we genuinely don't have any control of, but we do indeed do a benefit to ourselves if we learn how to navigate those events. And so that is part of what I work to bring this knowledge to people, to a place where they can understand it, because astrology is a high science. Astronomy is a high science, and it's not something that you can go to a weekend seminar and pick up. It doesn't work like that, not if you are going to use it as an effective navigational tool. But certainly, you can bring yourself to a place of some conversational understanding, if you would. And by that, I mean that you can understand the basic precepts and utilize the activity up in the planets, up in our atmosphere, or up in our universe. If you can utilize that, it is there to assist us. Of that, I have no doubt. Of that, I am certain. And I don't like to speak in absolutes either, but I don't like to speak in absolutes. However, this is one that I will speak. So keep and bear in mind, as you are planning things, as you are possibly setting up vacations, those of you who will be going on spring break, make sure that you exercise due diligence. If you're driving, make sure your car is running up to par. If you are flying, make sure you have all of your documentation. Make sure that you have reasoned out everything. Make sure that if you are traveling outside of the country, that you have all of your proper documentation for that. Perfect example of a pre-Mercury retrograde burp is that Carnival Cruise Line, which was a three-day cruise winding up and turning into a seven-day nightmare. And I'm quoting one of the passengers. And just that type of vibration. I typically will not travel too far in front of a retrograde, and I will not travel typically during one. If you do, be prepared. Sit in the airport for 13 hours. Be prepared for any number of vibrations. And the way that you can be prepared is to receive it as it arrives. Don't cuss yourself. Don't get yourself all stressed out. Don't make your blood pressure go through the roof. Or none of them things. You understand me? Recognize it. Even vocalize Mercury retrograde. And then look for the lesson. Because that's what much of Mercury's vibration during a retrograde is about. It's about lessons. And sometimes those lessons come with the bumping of one's head. So again, I don't want to digress too much, but we are going to get very specifically into that next Friday. All right, my dears, I'm going to take another quick pause for the cause, and we are going to come back, and we are going to talk about Full Moon Madness. Dog Pack snacks are made by hand in small batches from grade A USDA inspected ingredients. They are licensed by the Florida Department of Agriculture. Dog Pack snacks use chicken, not chicken broth. They use apples, not applesauce. Lean meats for high protein, fruits and veggies that have excellent nutritional value. Coco tested and approved. Coco is the chief tester on board, and she is a divalicious canine. So visit her at www.dogpacksnacks.com. And if you'd like to follow Coco and her crew, hit them up on Twitter at Dog Pack Snacks. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. All right, my dears, I am back. You know, I want to stop and take a moment and just give out so much love to all of the Madcaps that joined me last night. How much do I love you all? Shout out to Terrence and Daniel and Levan and to Kimberly and just to so many. Big love to Kevin. I'm so hoping that that picture arrives. I did hear back from him. I had so much fun last night, and it was a hoot. I'll tell you why. Because I wasn't sure that the time would pass. I wasn't sure that there were that many people who were sitting at home on Valentine's Day that would tune in or that they would participate, you know. But it was such a wonderful feeling. So here's the lesson. Even on Valentine's Day and the fact that I don't do the candies and the flowers and the this, I still was the recipient of so much love. And so I just have to say thank you to each and every one of you because there was a lesson for me, you know. So who knows, in the future, that may be where I spend every one of my Valentine's Days with my listeners somewhere, somehow, chatting about something. Eh? So I love you all. And if you all tuned in last night, you were probably some of the first ones to hear the title of the upcoming CD, which again is Full Moon Madness. Full Moon Madness is a spoken word CD. I really had a wonderful time collaborating with some amazing individuals. And then at one point I stepped back and I noticed that every individual that I collaborated with was a male. So go figure. I don't know. I had a friend of mine who said, well, you know, you're such a strong woman. You're such a strong feminine energy. You know, you need some of that testosterone, a few more to balance you out. So I thought that was an interesting observation, and he's probably right. But I grew up with so many brothers that's probably my greatest comfort zone. And some say, well, that might be the reason that you're a lesbian. I don't know. Who cares? That's just what I am. I don't spend a lot of time trying to figure it out anymore. At this age, I'm real comfortable in my own skin. But and as I say that, and I make that statement, Full Moon Madness is a very different project from my first CD. I am a ardent admirer of the legendary Gil Scott-Heron, who I have nothing but respect for. And my first CD was dedicated to him. At the time, he was in jail and his health was looking very rough. And last year, we said goodbye, at least from this dimension, to Gil. And he has left a legacy. He has left so much behind for so many generations. I am hoping genuinely that people do not forget his contribution. Next week, as part of one of our Black History Moments, I will be doing a piece on Gil Scott-Heron, as well as Professor Dr. Nikki Giovanni, who is a professor at Virginia Tech. And back in the day, she was a very active part of the movement as well, is an amazing writer and poet and professor. Everything that I hear about Nikki Giovanni is still a source of great inspiration. So I do my spoken word with those individuals being a very, very strong influence on me. I also, myself, I'm a playwright. However, there are playwrights, some of the older ones, 16th, 17th, 18th century, that I like their cadence. I love the wordsmithing that I find in it. And I'm also influenced by a French absurdist by the name of Eugene Ionesco. And so my writing comes from many different places, many different times, or my writing style, rather. And so the first CD was very, very, very political. And I was, as my engineer put it, all of the poems or the rhymes were very involved, quote unquote, which meant they were long. And some of them ran for, I think the longest one ran for 11 minutes. And people just don't have that kind of attention span anymore. But that first project, I don't know, every project that I do is very personal to me. And I think that for most of us who are creators, writers, musicians, artists, sculptors, we don't create for other people. We create for the experience. We create for self. We create for the joy and the process of it. And then it is an extra if other people can enjoy. So much of when I write is all about healing. It's about reflection. It's about taking that step forward. And I am very proud of the writing that I've done over the last 20 years. And I have written any number of plays. Many of them have been published and produced. And then this being my sophomore project, as they put it, my second CD. Full Moon Madness started to cultivate probably a few days after my Dundun died. And I knew that if I wrote, then I could get some of that crazy bad feeling out of my belly. And so there is a piece on this CD that is dedicated to that process. And it kind of set the tone. And one of the pieces was written, I'm not even sure how long ago it was written, and it made its way onto the CD. There were other pieces that were more recent that had a political tone to them, but I pulled back too, because that's the thing about the creative process. You do have to know how to edit. And when I did this and shifted this over here and did it over there and boom, boom, boom. And when I stepped back from the process for a moment, I realized that it had taken on its own life, a very organic life. And then when I stepped back even a little bit more, I realized that the whole project was about healing and letting go and moving forward. So that, you know, even it defined it for me. You know, it defined it in a way that I had spent so much time sitting, trying to come up. Oh, my goodness, the title changed a thousand times. But a quick side story, the title exists and the title track is called also Full Moon Madness. The idea for the title came and comes from a dear friend of mine who lives in Maryland, And we are good friends. I'm fairly certain that we are sisters, relatives, something from another lifetime, because we are so comfortable with each other. And in this process of growing and healing and whatnot, and you all, if you listen to my show, you know I love to chat about menopause. And that's what she called menopause. She called it full moon madness. And I thought, oh, that's the title of the CD. I love it. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of fun to even write the title track because it was something that occurred probably about 1:30 in the morning. But all of these organic experiences have been going on with this project and the concept of me actually even inviting people in to collaborate with me because I am a bit of a control freak. All right, I said it. And I know, you know, and most artists are, most people who are creative are quite meticulous about how their in result looks or feels or sounds, etc. And I have a lot of friends who are creative, and so they do understand that. And I realized that if I was going to grow as an individual, as a woman, as a writer, as a creative spirit, then I then had to appreciate and embrace the strength and the power that comes with collaboration. And it's not that I didn't know this. I just hadn't clearly understood how to incorporate it into this project and into my entire creative journey. So, again, I went back, and you all heard me say it last night on the show. I went back to my dear friend at Insane Sounds down in Lauderhill, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, down there, and drove for an hour happily, joyously to go back to the studio that I love. And that what I, you know, feel comfortable. I felt like they get me at Insane Sounds. It's a great place. It's a great vibration. If you are looking for that right place, and there are many places around, you know, it's like having your favorite dry cleaner, your favorite mechanic. But I have nothing but the utmost respect and praise for Insane Sound. So big ups and mad love out there to you. I have one more trip back into the studio. We are working on the last track. And again, that was a very organic vibration. There was something still missing. And I had to sit, and I sat, and I sat for a little while longer, and I sat again, and then finally came up with it. Now, I am not going to give you a spoiler, because this one will definitely blow your hair back, and I kind of like that surprise element. I'm hoping that you all enjoy the CD, because it's very well-rounded. There is some jazz music on there. There is some hip-hop music on there. There is some Native American flute on there. There's all kinds of yummy stuff on there, you understand? And all of it, hopefully, providing what I found as ways on to navigate life and to let go. I wanted to inspire people with it. I want people to recognize that the light there is at the end of the tunnel, you know, and that we, and this is something that came to me while I was sitting out last night in the rain. I have a little awning thing that opens up, and I was sitting in the rain, and I was listening to my dun-dun, and she said to me, someone else is not the reason for your success. You are. And no one else can impede your success but you. And I was a little bit tired last night, and I needed to get some work done, and when I heard that, I said, all right, there's no time for tired just yet, because you are in charge of how successful this CD becomes. You are in charge of how successful Conversations with Cleo is. You are in charge of how successful your participation is in the documentary, and that no one can get in my way. They can attempt it, and they might, but guess what? I don't receive any impediment, because the second I receive the impediment, I become the impediment. So that's the kind of renewed framework. And it's not that I didn't know that in essence, but just sometimes in the way that someone can put it and speak it, it somehow clicks off all of these channels, and we have all of these epiphanies, and we have what does my friend Oprah call it, an aha moment. And so that's the kind of thing that has been going on all of this year, and it's very exciting on so many levels. Now, Full Moon Madness will have a total of 10 tracks. You will be able to purchase it on CD Baby. You will be able to purchase it as well on iTunes and Amazon.com. For single tracks, you all know it's the 99 cents vibe, and you do get a discount and a better price if you purchase the entire CD as well. Certainly, I am committed to keeping things in a way that people can afford them. So the first 6 months of the release of the CD will be digital only. If we decide to expedite the pressing of CDs, but quite honestly, you know, 80% of the people purchase their music from downloads now, digitally. So we are taking a look at how long we're going to wait, but for at least the first 6 months, the CD will be digital release only. So I want to kind of say that to you also. You all don't say, Ms. Cleo, can you send me a CD? Well, no, you can go online. You have all the power and control. It will be set up like it's set up anywhere else, where you get a quick preview. Now, we will have a preview selected and ready today. We had a bit of a Mercury retrograde burp, and so we are still, I am still working with my rep to go ahead and figure out which one we want to put out there for you all to have a preview. So we will get that link and make that choice before the end of today, and then we'll be tweeting that information out to you all in the Twitterverse. And I love you all. So check it out. We are very, very excited. I said, Ms. Cleo, this is kind of early. How come you're doing? Because I will not make the announcement during a Mercury retrograde, and I will not release it during a Mercury retrograde. And it's all about the number. So this is 45 days before the release of the CD. And that's a good number. It's a power number. It's a foundation number. It's a number of creativity and love. So for me, it is brilliant. This is a most powerful day itself. It is a transition day, and it is a day of new foundation. There are so many yummy vibrations going on right now that I can't imagine a better day to lay my foundation for the success that I speak, that is this project entitled Full Moon Madness. So I really just want you all to get quite excited. And as I said, as soon as we have the preview ready, it will be going out today. I appreciate you in advance for taking a listen. I appreciate you for staying posted. We will have the cover up and available, but again, that information we will not be releasing until post the Mercury retrograde, which will be in that the week of the 21st, I believe, the week of the 20th, rather, that we will probably release the cover for the CD, and then we will move forward. A lot of you out there will say, well, Ms. Cleo, you don't release a CD on a Tuesday or this day or whatever. I've heard that. Here's the deal. I'm a mambo, my dears. I do everything by my numbers. Me can't be bothered with what Babylon has to say. No disrespect to Babylon. Trust this. No disrespect. But me and Babylon, we are work differently. So I am not of Babylon. I live in Babylon. So I'm going to move the way that I know to move. So I don't want anybody to think, oh, well, Ms. Cleo's not good at getting any good advice about when to release. No, me dear. Me did get good advice. Here's the deal. My advice is better. But I am so excited. And for those of you who follow some of the other shows that I do, like Windy City Media, Amy Matheny will be doing some press with her. We will be popping up in a few different places and talking to folks. I will be making a return visit to all of my friends at the Haitian All-Stars at Miss Lily's in Manhattan, and we'll be talking about the CD too. So I have some wonderful people out there that are ready and willing to celebrate with me the success of this vibration. Now, before we run out of time today, I did want to also give you a bit of a teaser about the Fly Grip. You all have heard me talk about it here, there, and wherever. The Fly Grip, which is www.flygrip, G-R-I-P, is this amazing invention for all of our handheld technology. So go take a look at it. And the CEO and founder, Michael Carmax, will be visiting us on the show, special show, I believe on the 22nd, which is a Thursday, but we are going to go ahead and go live with Michael so that you all get a chance to hear him and in the moment, and we'll make it immediately available. It will not be pre-recorded, so we will do solely the interview between myself and Michael Carmax of Fly Grip. I'm going to put some pictures up of the original one that he made for me. And I got to tell you, I use my Fly Grip. One of the places that I find it most helpful for me is right now when I'm doing the show and I've got different things and I've got notes for the information that I'm sharing with you all. And when I am ready to chime in and check in and see what's happening on the Twitterverse or on my Facebook page, what I'm able to do is just take one finger. I don't have to step away from any of the activity in the studio, and I can just scroll down and see what's going on, and it takes nothing. It is so easy for me to navigate. I get really, really very tickled about that. So check it out. We are going to, and I will be endorsing a line of Fly Grips with hieroglyphic designs that came at my hand. I'm not an artist like many of my friends and my partner, but I got a little bit of skill. And these are symbols that are important to me, that are significant to me in my journey, and they have some great history and some great benefit to them. And so we will be working on this project in the coming months and making the Fly Grip, the line that I will be endorsing, available to all of you. It is some exciting stuff. But I'm also very enthusiastic for you all to meet Michael, because he's all about small business. He's all about giving back to the community. He has already offered to do some things for us with the Passion for Paws, who is the 2013 Dun Dun Need a Little Help recipient. And it is a non-profit organization. Last year, I did a very significant story on it. And it is, again, about community giving back to community. So we will have all of these new and upcoming things happening on the website that is under construction right now, because we're taking all of our pages away from the Podbean site, and we are going to relocate to conversationswithcleo.com. We are still up on conversationswithcleo.net, but that's basically tells you how to call into the show, gives you a little bit of input, tells you how to tweet me, and just keeps the information there. Conversationswithcleo.com is going to have a little bit more depth. I promise it will be easy to navigate, but it will be the spot to get your news, to get a direct link to go and buy the CD. It will be your spot to come on and find the link to donate to Passion to Paz. It will be your spot to come and buy your Clio fly grips. It will be the happening spot for a whole lot of things. Going to put the recipes and pictures and things up, and we're going to have a cafe con leche. That's my Cece, my 14-year-old puppy. She's going to have her own page. So we're going to have a whole heap of fun as we are starting to put that. Now, you can visit conversationswithcleo.com. The first page, the home page is up. And, of course, it will bring you right back here. You can click on the link and take a look around just on that first page as we continue to create and make that full website available to you. Now, I'm looking at it here, and I got to tell you, I used to worry initially that I wasn't going to be able to chat for an hour, which I know some of you who know me personally, Frig Uno, I know you know that I'm chatty. But it's different when you're on a microphone and you're trying to keep people engaged and you're trying to not sound like a mass idiot, right? Or sound like you don't have no sense, which sometimes, I got to tell you, I can. I can sound like I don't have no sense. But really, I do most of the time, you know. But they used to say, if you wanna, crazy like a fox, right? Anyway, my dear friend, again, Alan Hendricks is running and for Boynton Beach District 3 Commission seat. He is, again, having a greet and meet, and shame on me, I should have all of the information immediately available to me. But his greet and meet will be tonight in Delray. And if you give me 2 seconds, I can tell you what the name of the restaurant is. What I can tell you, it is dressy casual. There is no easy this time. It is dressy casual. And so make sure that you come out to the water. I am struggling to find the email. Shame on me. He should just pop me in the head. But I was trying to go to his website. I wonder, does he know it's not working? See, here's the problem that we get into with certain things is that with this doggone meteor and then this other vibration, it can make life a little bit cuckoo-ca-choo. You know? Okay. No, I don't know. I can't get up on his website. But if you go to alanhendricks.com and take a look, I'm going to look into my, let's see here. I may have it. But like I said, go ahead. If you are a member of Boynton Beach, if you are a resident, if you come and visit Boynton Beach during season, this is definitely an individual. He is of the people, from the people. He lives in Boynton Beach. He has lived in Boynton Beach for quite some time. He is not a Johnny come lately. If you want somebody who is genuinely concerned about your community, make sure that this is someone that you talk with. Now, I have to correct myself, and you all know that sometimes I'm on a whole nother vibration. I was just informed that I will be with Winona Houter, author of Foodopoly, on the 20th of February. I'm off by a day of February. So there we have it, my dears. I think that I have done all that I need to do today. I do apologize again, but again, go and Google Alan Hendricks, Boynton Beach Commissioner, and head out to his fundraiser this evening if you have time. Don't tell him Cleo sent you. You can. Don't worry about it. I know that it will be a good time who will sit down and chat with you and will genuinely listen. And that's what we need to have happen. We need to have politicians or political activists who extend themselves and that will actually listen to the people who put them into office. All right, my dears, we're going to close this show. At this point in time, I wish you a very happy weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday. We're going to send this one out with L.I.V.
Yo, this is L.I.V. See, I choose to keep wisdom, peace, love, movement in a 360 circle around my life, and it goes like...